tomorrow. I'm not sure he'll be back tomorrow. I don't think he'll be till Shiv. What?
That's all.
He didn't buy his tickets from me. Talk to you more. Chavez Amid Aleph. Omer Omer Rav Kahane. We just got finished saying a memory from Rav Kahane that he mentioned the name of Rav Nosson Bar Menuhmi. Shmede Rav Tanchu. So we know the drosh of him. Omer Rav Kahane, Dorosh Rav Nosson Bar Menuhmi, Shmede Rav Tanchu. My Tziv, what is meant when it says in the Pasuk, Ba'aborek, Ein Bo Mayim. So Tanchum over here found an extra words in the Pasuk. It says, Mimash Mishinem of a Borek, Eini Desh Ein Bo Mayim. It's a Borek, a boat's in a bar. A bar is usually water. So if the bar is empty, it means there's no water in there. So what does the Torah have to say of a Borek, Ein Bo Mayim? What are we underlining Ein Bo Mayim? But there were snakes and scorpions in there. And this is very understandable. We understand that Reuven threw him in the ball. What's the reason why Reuven threw him in the ball? The Pasuk says, the man hits a loisoi to save him. So of course he didn't throw him in the ball that there were snakes and scorpions there. Reuven was in a rush. He looked into the ball. He didn't see water. He tossed him in and that was it. He couldn't come back later and pick him up. And the Torah is telling us over here that nevertheless, a miracle happened with Reuven, with Yosef. There were snakes and scorpions there, and nonetheless, nothing happened to him. Oh my Rabbi, nechaneke mitzvah nicho b'tevach asmuchel pesach. It's a mitzvah to put nechaneke a mitzvah next to the tefach, next to the pesach, a tefach from the pesach. This way, you know, whether this makes no difference if it's in the chotzer or in shus rabim. You should put in the tefach hasamach lePesach, because if you're going to move it further away than more than a tefach, then it's not nikah. That's the balabais who put it there. Balabais who put something there, puts it right near his door. Further over, it's interesting that we had already. This is the third, I think, the third member that we had on Ner Chanukah. All of them say mitzvah. Ner Chanukah mitzvah nikah betefach. We had before Ner Chanukah mitzvah nikah betecha sora. Ner Chanukah mitzvah nikah al pesach beisim b'chutz. Santa Zach, it's old man Nechanek, you don't say Torah. It's a God, it's a mitzvah. Sokti Gemara, Behegem Onachle. Okay, so now you know you have to put it on Tefach HaSmuchel Pesach. We are, which side? So the Vacham Berei, the Rova Oma Mi'imin. Put it on the right side. When you walk into your house, walk into the house, so that would be the same side as the mezuzah would be. Shmuel midifti yoma is small. Put on the left side. The hilchese, the halacha is like Shmuel midifti, put on the left side. Today she take near chanukah mismoil, umezuzah miyamin. Because the mezuzah you always put on the right side, because it says in the pasuk beisecha. Beisecha, and with ashen derech biyoscha, the way you come. And most people, when a person walks, he first moves his right foot first. So when he steps into his house, he's stepping in with his right foot. So that's called beisecha derech biyoscha, your right side. And that's why you put the mezuzah on the right side. So it comes out, you have the mezuzah on the right side, and the chanukah on the left side. And the shem id, you have your tzitzis, where you're walking with your tzitzis. So you got mitzvahs all around. What happens if it's a door that has no mezuzah? So Pesach not mechuyev in a mezuzah. What do you do then? Well, doesn't have mezuzah. So I think it's brought down Shulchan Aruch that you should put the mezuzah, the menorah on the right side. The reason why you put it on the left side.
Why? Why would a Pesach? It's why would the mezuzah?
I don't know. And that's it. If in the Gemara we see over here, you know, the only reason you put it on the left side, you have the mezuzah on the right side. But if there's no mezuzah, maybe it could be it's a bias that if maybe yes. What?
Yeah, yes.
Like yes, maybe. Yeah. What?
Right.
I only have one. Oh no, not no. This is only by the door. This is only right here. Because this is only Tevach HaSmuch LePesach. It's only by the dinner of Pesach. And Rashi says when you're lighting it outside, when you're putting it outside in the chutz and shusarabim, that's why you have this halacha. If you're lighting in your house, this halacha doesn't apply. Omer Abihud, Omer Av Asi. Also, laharzoy smoys. You can't count money. Connected to Chanukah, next to Chanukah. Chur, we already learned before already that Chanukah is also shlamish loyda. So what's the chiddush over here? You can't count money. You can't do anything. What's up with money? So the Shalom explained that it's not only money you can't count. What about you want to check your tzitzis? Can you check your tzitzis before Chanukah? It's a mitzvah. Check your tzitzis. Make sure they're good. So Shalom explained, because Hatzoyis Mois, I would have thought really is nothing. Because you can count money. For instance, I didn't have dollar bills in the old days. Then it was all coins. You could count your coins in the dark too. You could feel what a nickel and a quarter and a dime is. Not a problem. Got a size to it. So I would think that's not called a tashmish. Mashmah the Gemara that even such a tashmish is also. That's the finish there. What? No. If you have another candle, then you're allowed to. We're talking about here, just you only have this. Can we take over this Shmuel Amali? And he told over this halacha to Shmuel Amali. What's the problem? He understood using this is a question of using a kedusha. So he said, what's the kedusha in there? No kedusha in there. Something mask of the Rabbi Yosef. So he didn't understand this halacha. Shmuel wasn't so excited with this halacha. Mask of the Rabbi Yosef. V'chidam kedusha boy. Is there any kedusha in the blood that you use for kisi adam? The time you learn the brisa v'shofach v'chiso. V'shofach is dama v'chiso ba'ofa. So we make a drasha. B'mesh shofach yichase. With what you pour the dam, that's what you should cover with. Meaning, shloi chasenu beregel. You shouldn't kick over the dirt, over the blood. You shouldn't kick over the dirt. Why? Shelo yehu mitzvah bezuyis alav. It's a busy mitzvah. Nothing to do with kedusha. It's a din of busy mitzvah. You're doing the dirt. You're making a kisi adam. You don't kick it over. That's not the way you treat mitzvahs. So who are then over here using nechana hochanami shelo yehu mitzvah bezuyis alav? Nothing to do with kedusha. You need the kedusha. Not to refrain from using the Ne'er Chanukah for any tashmish. That's a din of mitzvah. So nothing to do. You don't need kedusha. So therefore, what then? Ne'er Chanukah. That's the explanation.
There's a difference. There's a way in which that doesn't make sense either. Because the Ne'er Chanukah, using the Ne'er Chanukah, is kicking the time. You're doing something you're doing the mitzvah itself with your foot.
You're belittling it by using it for something which is a tashmish chet. True, you're not stepping on it, it's true, but we're looking for a concept for busy mitzvah, even though it's no kedusha. We found it.
What I'm saying is, one could ask, if you kicked it, it's a piece of mitzvah. Did you do the mitzvah? You didn't. You did have it, at least did you do it. If you would count money by the Ne'er Chanukah, did you do the mitzvah? You did the mitzvah. No, it's a piece of mitzvah.
Shmuel understood, there's no kedusha. There's no kedusha, there's no issa to make a shtamshis. You said, there is it, then a piece of mitzvah. Boy, my name is Rabbi Shubha Levi. Can one use the sukkah decorations all 7 days? Now, what happened to the sukkah decorations? They used to hang fruits in the sukkah. So they want to know, they're a little hungry, you want to know, can you pick a grape? And take off an apple and eat it. Well, they used to hang a little oil. Something. They used to sell oil. The Alter Zeiten had little jars of oil and flour. That's this Gemara. Omalei. Halei Omru, they said. Also, Lahatzis Moiz Kenegin and Chanukah. Such a thing called Bizi Mitzvah. You can't count money by in front of the Chanukah. So, who are then using the Neisukah is Bizi Mitzvah. Now, listen, right away, jump to him. Omer Bezim, Morid Avrom. What are you saying over here? I ask you a Shaila about Neisukah, you bring me a Raya from Moiz Chanukah. Moish Chanukah was a member of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Vasi. What's got to do with the Toli Tanya, with the Loi Tanya? There's a Braisa. We have a Braisa about Noi Sukkah is a Braisa. You're going to bring me a Raya from a member from the Loi Tanya of Chanukah. We more explain. Where's Sukkah Tanya? The Tanya. Sikha Chokil Choso. He made good Shach for his Sukkah. The Itro, the Kromim, and he put, I hung on. Curtains, musadim lametziyarim, or sheets that have on it pictures. The taller boy goyzim, he hung on this chacha goyzim. Efasikim, shkedim, and imoinim, different kind of fruits. Vachila, northern clusters of grapes. Vatorish, shoshibolim, some other kind of vegetations. Yenos, shmonim, salosos. He hung with these kind of items for Noisukya. Sheda Braisa also listapik mehem ad moitze yomtev achin shalchak. And now that he used them until moitze yomtev achin shalchak for the last after Sukkot. Till I guess this means till Shmini Atzeres. No, till after Sukkot. Till after Sukkot. Why is that? And if you made it tonight, and the tonight you said was that when it comes Bein Hashmoshes, the first night of Sukkot, I'm not removing myself from them. I still want to use them. So then, Hakol Ufi Tanoi, everything was according to this tonight. You can't make it tonight that says, on the second day Yontif, I'm having company, I'm going to need this and this, so I'm not. No, you can't do that. Because you can't say, I make it tonight, then the second day Yontif, I'm going to use it. No, you can't do that. You have to make the tonight, it has to be that Ben Shmosh is the first night of Yontif. If the first night of Yontif, that's the cutoff point. If the first night of Yontif, you're going to be using it, you're not going to be using it, if tonight is not excluding the first night of Yontif, then it's going to be also all shit. All Yontif, the Noisuk is going to be also. This is the only tonight you can make. What? Chanukah, you can make it tonight on the oil after leftover oil. Toysis before, Mashmi, you don't need it tonight. But other Shem say you need it tonight. No, but that's not, hold on a second. What we do see is a kaponim, but the point he was trying to bring Moriah to, he had a shayla. In other words, when he asked the shayla, Mala stopped him when I still called Shiva, boy, my name is Shimon Levi. So he forgot the brisa. They forgot this brisa. There's a professional brisa. You can't be mistaken with Noisukah. It's a problem of busy mitzvah. Here's a problem of busy mitzvah. Unless you make it tonight that you're not using it, that you're not being boidelman, you're not separating yourself from it. So then it was never, it never has the din of Noisukah, never has the din of a mitzvah. But if it had a din of a mitzvah, you can't avoid them. You can't use it. So you see it from the brisa. You see it from this brisa that Noisukah has a din. Oh, there's a din of busy mitzvah. Elam Rabbi Yosef, avuin the kulu dam. Where do we know? So we find here a din of busy mitzvah. But what's the makor for everything? The makor for all of them is like we had before, v'shofach v'chosa, v'mash shofach chosa, shaloi chasenu b'regel, shaloi tei mitzvah v'zuyis olav. So the makor, if someone asks you, where's the makor b'zeh mitzvah? The makor b'zeh mitzvah is kisi adam, and from that you know noisukah, and from that the Gemara extrapolates, you know the mitzvah, you know the issa of mishtamish b'oira for nechanakit. What? A Tanai helps because the Tanai makes it not. A Tanai makes it not mitzvah. Noisukah, but doesn't help for kisi adam. You can't make it tonight because that's the mitzvah. Shas Maisi can't do mitzvah. Shas Maisi.
You can't say it's either noy sukkah or it's not. What you could say is, this is not noy sukkah. That's fine, but you can't say this will be noy sukkah, but I'll use it later.
If it's noy sukkah, that it's a mitzvah, then it's also. The problem that we have here is, there's two questions over here. First of all, with regards to sukkah itself, we know, the Gemara says later, that the time for a noy sukkah is problem for mukta. Is this a mukta? You tell the kids, don't touch the schach, don't touch the noy sukkah, it's mukta. But here the Gemara says it's a din of busy mitzvah. Oh, so other Shem say because of busy mitzvah makes mukta, it's true. Other Shem say no. Mukta only applies on Shmina Tzesh. All sukkahs don't have din of mukta, and din of busy mitzvah. Yontif does not dinner of Chalamoy, no dinner of Mukta. Only Shabbos and Yontif had dinner of Mukta. So all Sukkah, the Ritva says, the old Sukkah is the Issa is busy mitzvah. On the last day of Sukkah, on Shmina Tzeres, over there, you don't have to have any, it's not mitzvah, no Sukkah anymore. So it's not busy mitzvah anymore. So, but nevertheless, also because it was Mukta, because since Moitze, Yontif, Achre, Leel, Shmina Tzeres, we eat in the Sukkah. So therefore, she still has the din of a sukkah. So the noy has the din of tashmish from a mitzvah. So therefore, it becomes also on Shmina Atzeres as mukta. That's the Ori Shem said. But another posik, with the fresh posik that says that the walls of the sukkah are atzei sukkah is also. It's a din of atzei sukkah. You can't use atzei sukkah. Maza Posik, the Atzia Sukkah is also. I don't understand, but you want to pay a kid. It's been the Gemara pay a kid. Okay, that's the Kasha. Here, by the way, it's only busy mitzvah. Later on, it's the Gemara. That's most people know. That's the reason for you can't attend as mitzvah. It was interesting, Shaila. A guy hung up, a beautiful Esrik, and he hung it in the Sukkah. Nice Esrik. And he didn't put clothes in it. He just hung up a nice Esrik in the Sukkah. Came his neighbor, they didn't have an Esrik. So he wanted to use the Esrik. Nice, beautiful Esrik. Well, it says, no sukkah, also he can't use it. Mala stopping me, Nay. Also, the stopping man, I'm going to see on the back in Shalchak. What do you do?
First of all, it's not an issue of Moksa, because an Esrik is useful.
Everything is useful. Grapes and wine and oil is useful. And you can't also stop it, man. So the Samsoiva ruled that the Gemara says the Israel is busy mitzvah. Using it for mitzvah itself makes it a better Kiddusha. You're not allowed to use it. The Shulchan Aruch says, and he's even allowed to take money for the Esrik. For his neighbor using the Esrik, he's even allowed to take money for it. The Rav Kamin, if it's mukta or bizi mitzvah. If it's in a mukta, what does it help? It's mukta. But if it's in a bizi mitzvah, he was using for a bigger tashmish, a mitzvah itself, some sort of a rule, it's mukta to use it. What? Again, that other Shonim.
It could be both.
Yeah, the Tosh Shonim says this teretz.
But.
Only another point here, just to point out that is we find the difference between Esrik and Sukkah, because on Shmina Atzeres you can eat the Esrik, but no Sukkah you can't touch on Shmina. You can eat your Esrik hanging in the Sukkah, you can't eat on Shmina Atzeres, or your grapes and your wine. What's the difference? Shmina Atzeres is no din of Esrik, and the answer is because the difference, what the Issa of Mukta that there is on Shmina Atzeres is different between no Sukkah and Esrik. Esrik, we don't take Moitzi Sukkah, Leil Hashmina Tzeres, we eat in the Sukkah. So therefore, it's not us because Migid is Katsoy, the Ben Hashmoshim is going to call the Yoimah. No, for us, we still eat in the Sukkah, so it's not the din of a Sukkah. And Esrik, Moitzi Erev, Leil Shmini Atzeres, I can't use it by Nashmoshes because it's Sofak Yom, Sofak Laila. But I don't take the Esrik. If I didn't do an Esrik yet, I can't shake an Esrik Leil Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, something which is only Asa, because it's Sofak Yom, Sofak Laila, but as far as the day is concerned, there's no Dinum Muktzeh. So Esrik, since on Shmini Atzeres itself, there's no Dinum, no Halach of Esrik, it's only Asa, Ben Ashmoshes of Leil Shmini Atzeres, it's only also because of suffering the day before. Over there we don't say Migis Katzoy the Ben Shmoshes Misal Kul Yom. That's Tosfos who makes this distinction. Now, there's a pasuk that there's not almost Shiloh. It says Avuin the Kula is Dam. The question is, the more brings a pasuk that Noi Sukkah is also in Atayra. Noi Sukkah is also in Atayra. It's also as Bizi Mitzvah. So why did the more bring the pasuk of Dam? The more could put a pasuk of Noi Sukkah is Avuin the Kula. So the Tosfos answer is because this is different. Because by Noi Sukkah, if I'm using the walls of Sukkah, then that means I'm taking apart my sukkah. If I'm using the walls of the sukkah, I'm taking apart my sukkah. No sukkah by using it's mishlamish loyda, I'm not detracting from the mitzvah. The mitzvah is still there. Dam, it also the same thing. By kicking or not kicking, the mitzvah I still have. No sukkah, that's why you might want to bring this one, because it's an extreme example. Another important point to the points that this is that there is a no sukkah, very interesting halacha, is only on the furnace of sukkah that I need for the hechsher sukkah. If I have a big sukkah the size of this room, 3/4 of its walls is all mutter use. No issa of no sukkah. There's no issa of atzei sukkah. Because the furnace of sukkah which is also is 2 walls and a mashu. That's the issa of no sukkah. Everything else is also out. Kashmir, as busy mitzvah. That's our halacha of busy mitzvah. Talk to him about the itmo. And you want to light one candle from the next candle. So we have a machlokes over here. Rav says, we're not talking about over here using an intermediary candle. We're talking about lighting one candle from the next. One light from the next. Shmuel says you could light one from the next. Rav says, "Ain matid in tzitzis, be begging the beged." If I have a beged, and I decided I want another one, I want to use the beged. But I had very nice tzitzis. I had today. It's we look at this, we don't understand what it's all about. But they used to have tcheles. Tcheles was very uncommon, expensive. So you don't want to. You want to take the tcheles off this beged, the tzitzis off this beged, and put it on this beged. Even though we don't have tcheles today, but none of the same halacha would apply. Rav says, "Ein matir and tzitzis mibegel lebeged," and Shmuel says, "Matir and mibegel lebeged." So Tosfos is quick to point out, there's a machlokes in the Gemara if tzitzis is a chayva on the beged or tzitzis is a chayva on the mensch. So Shmuel says, "Matir and mibegel lebeged." He's the one who holds that it's a chayva on the beged. He holds a chayva on the beged, and nevertheless he holds matir and mibegel lebeged. I can understand if it's a chayv. You would say right away, Shmuel must hold. The chayv is gavra. The chayv is on me, so I can take it. There's no chayv in the beged, so I don't want the beged. Now take it out. No. Shmuel is the one who holds the chayv's beged, and still he holds. You can move it over. Rav can hold either way. The Matzvos Tosfos speaks that this machloek is matter nothing to do with that. Now, what's the reason why he can't be matter? Tosfos brings it has to do with similar to mezuzah. Mezuzah, if you have mezuzahs in your house, you can't take it off. You can't take it off to put it on a different house. You can't take it off. Why? It's something got oynish me, took it off. It's even though mezuzah is chovis hadohi. Nevertheless, you see, you can't take off the tzitzis. I can't take off the mezuzah. I don't live in the house. It's mine. I put up. I went and bought. Many times, the guy moved to his house. He bought himself expensive mezuzahs. Mezuzahs. He went. Then he moved. Then he moved out. He wants to take his mezuzahs with him. Whatever he got, it's an aistik. How you do that? What do you do? But our kaponim, the bias not mechuyev mezuzah. I'm mechuyev mezuzah. The chayv is hador. Nevertheless, that's not the point. That's your idea. Whatever you do, you do. But we're trying to say over here that even though mezuzah surely chayv is hador, nevertheless, so when I move out, I should be able to take it with me. No, you can't take the mezuzah. So too, it's a talis. Even though talis could be chayv is beged, nevertheless, you can't just go and take the tzitzis off. One thing is clear, however. that if you're not putting it on a, the whole het over here is matin and begel beget, but just take off the tzitzis because I don't want it anymore. It is beget. That's not the shiloh over it. Everybody agrees you can't do that. The only shiloh which Tosh does mention is we do take off the tzitzis from a beget of mason. We're not putting it according to the chevra does. Tosh is the chevra that did that. So the question is, what was the het to do that? You're not going to another beget. So Tosh says, the dafki betala shel chai shu ba chiyu ve ein matir. This halach is only on tala shel chai. Tala shel meis doesn't. What? No, the rest of the baggage you can throw it out. Tashmish the mitzvah is nizdoch. We're gonna. It's kind of dinner. It's the same din of natives. They say he brought down. Well, that's why you can't leave it on. Of course, I take it off. So you have two things, two ways. Is to take off the tzitzit. Our friend told us here, the motche. What? The Bekiva told us, not all the time. Oh. Toistus wasn't at the store, so he had this problem. Okay, anyway. Right here. So we have here one machlokes, a madlikim minayin on there. Rav says, Rav is always the negative. Rav Oma ein matin tzitzis regular beged. Shmuel Oma matin regular beged. Rav Oma ein halacha kere b'shem megreide. By greide, Shmuel Oma halacha kere b'shem megreide. Megreide is machshen tzich le gufa. What you do over there? You took a bench and you wanted to slap a bench from and by slapping the bench, you're making a chritz in the. You was going to say later. You're making a chritz in the karka, so it's a problem either chayrish or boina. But Shmuel says it's dov shem is kav and is mut. On my baya, kol mili demar. Rabbi Barachmeini, he always did everything like Rav, because we know halacha krav b'isuri. But levah mehanitlas. These three was an exception, even though these are isurim. Nevertheless, he didn't pass like Rav. The ovid kishmu. Malikin minelene, matinim beged and beged, aloha kerebshim a greater, the tanya rebshim, noim a girl, the meter, kiss of a sapsel, ubavacho, his kavalas, his chits, he should make a head kavona. He makes a chits, because then it's not dovishem his kavan. Oh, so what's the reason why ain't madlikin minelene? Yosef, who made up one of the kamedrava de barahav? One of the Tamid, the Chachomim, was saying aloha in front of Rabba de barahav, the Yosef will come, time it did have. We shouldn't be the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, the mitzvah. Because if you're going to light a kisum, if you're going to light a shamish and then light over here, so the shamish is not an air mitzvah. So therefore, it's called a busy mitzvah. That's what we understood. Lighting. In the Gemara it says ein madlikim nenene. There was no qualifications. If you're doing it directly, you're doing it with a shamus. So he understood the issur is busy mitzvah because the middleman is not a mitzvah. It's just it's an enabler. It's not a mitzvah itself. So since it's not a mitzvah itself, that's the busy mitzvah. So when the Rav Barava heard that, he says, "Omalu loy tatzitzu late timer. Loy tatzitzu. Don't listen to him. That's not the reason. Timer the Rav should become makhish mitzvah." Because it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah. We know if you can light from one candle 1,000 candles, and it's the first candle still standing. But it looks like Rashi says it looks like when you're lighting from it looks like you're taking a little from over there and you're drawing away from the shemen. That's what it looks like. Rather, the Ritva says that our PIMS, usually that means al derech kabbalah, when you light from the candle, you're taking away from it. But this makish mitzvah, you're weakening the mitzvah. What's the difference? You're lighting directly from one candle to the next, and both are mitzvah. So mandom is shum busy mitzvah. If you hold it, it's not busy mitzvah. It's no problem. So and if you hold that busy mitzvah, mishagel shlage, it's not a problem. And the only problem of lighting minel and the Rav says so then the issa of a madlik minel and would be aide kisim. Hashem can do a mishagel shlage directly. No busy mitzvah. I'm saying if you hold Mandam should be the mitzvah Mishaga Shaga Madlik, not a problem, because there's no busy mitzvah. But if you're using an intermediary, a shamish, it's going to be also Mandam Shurat Chusha mitzvah. If you hold weekend the mitzvah, but that's the reason why the Rav says Ein Madlikin in El Ener, because is a Chusha mitzvah. So Mishaga the Shaga Nami Yosa, it's also also. We're going to see in a minute that regardless, Shmuel, if you hold Mishaga the Shaga, if you hold a Chusha mitzvah, it means no din of busy mitzvah at all. Let's see how the Gemara is going to say that even according to Shmuel, there's going to be an Issa Bizi Mitzvah. What's that? Most of Rav Avia. Rav Avia is a Kasha. We'll skip those with Tzela Shabbaisa. We'll start. Maisa Sheini, Ein Shoiklin Kenegdoi Dinori Zov. I had Maisa Sheini money. He already used for Maisa Sheini. Now he has other coins and he wants to make sure he has an exact measurement of the same amount of coins. So he wants to weigh it on a scale to see if they're complete coins, to see if they're good coins. So Shteit Allah Mishnah Brayis Ain, you can't. You can't be shoykel kenegdam. Vafilu lechal olav ma'isa sheni ach. Even if the reason why you're weighing these new coins is you want to use it for ma'isa sheni. So iam is bishlama. If you want to say keep pligid avishmu machloikis of avishmu of a madlikim in elene is dafke if dafke. If you're doing it, alt chushim mitzvah. But bekinse also Shmuel asks bekinse with a shamish because he agrees to be the mitzvah. Although to have a tiyufta, this brisa, this memory that we just brought is not going to be a tiyufta on Shmuel because even though the machlek is a chushim mitzvah. But everybody agrees, busy mitzvah is going to be awesome. So to use a kisim is going to be awesome. Eli amis bekinsin amishari. If Shmuel holds, no, matligim in elene, and there's no din of a kushim mitzvah, and no din of busy mitzvah. If that's the case, ho to have it yufta. So this price should be at Yuftan Shmuel, because here we see that the Issa of Bizi Mitzvah, even though I want to use the coins for Mitzvah, nevertheless, I can't be shoykelit. And here Shmuel would say over here that I can light a candle with a shamish. How can I take the light for the shamish from a neir? That's the din of Bizi Mitzvah. So the Gemara wants to be mechiach from over here that Shmuel has to hold that there's Issa Bizi Mitzvah and you can't use a shamish. So the Gemara, no raya. Oh my rabba, what's this? Shaila? Kin says a kissim, is a spik, is a splinter. Oh my rabba, gzeire, shemele yechavin mishkaloysov, mekamapig lulchulin. This is different. This is not a tiyufta any. Regardless, not a tiyufta. Why? Because over here it's different. Because let's say I find that I'm weighing the coin. I find the coin is not complete coin. What am I going to do with it? So okay, I'm not going to use it for ma'isa sheni. I'll use it to buy vegetables in the store. They're so careful how the coins have to be. So it means I'm going to use it for tashmish of chulin. Masha'en came. So that's why the problem of bizi mitzvah. Masha'en came by if I light a kinsa, this shamish, from a minyan mitzvah. So what are you going to be choshish? I use it for something else? Two things. First of all, you're not choshish, you're going to be using it for something else. A. B is, if for some reason I don't want to use it, I'll put it out. I won't use it for tashmish of choil. The problem is, once I weighed it already, now I know what it is, I'm not going to throw the money out. I might not use it for my sheni, but I'm going to use it for something else. So I mean, that means I use it for tashmish al choil. By kins, I always have the okisim, I have the ace, I can put it out. So therefore, over there, nail the nail is not a problem. And over there, there's no busy mitzvah over there. This is your busy mitzvah. Most of Rav Sheish is, Michutz la paroiches, Michutz la paroiches, Eidus yarech. You should set up the menoyle, Michutz la paroiches, outside in the oil moed, outside in the heichel, in the oil moed. Yeah, in fact, the Gemara. So Rav Sheish yes. But you had to put it outside. The oil utzarech. Do you need the menoyle to give light? They call our boy Mishana Shalchum and Esol Bemidbo. They went to that light of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So what did they need this light this for? Ela Eidusi lechom leboy oilam sheshchina shayr biyisrael. So the menorah was testimony that the Shekhinah was always there by Klai Yisrael. The Shekhinah writes right away, yes, what does this mean? V'chi la'oira hu tzarech. Did they need the light? Who's they? Who's he? Who needed the light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed the light. We don't need the light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't need the light. The whole world goes with the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's being over here? Who's it talking to? And if it's talking about the Kohen, what's got to do with 40 years in the Midbar? We always need the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on over? How do you understand this Gemara? So Tosfos two pshatim. One pshat is, Tosfos brings a very interesting pshat, that the kasha was Aaron made the gezach. The light that they had from the Amud Anon gave everybody see-through vision. You had a barrel, you could see right through what was in it just by looking at it. That's the light of the Amud Anon, so bright you could see right through. So what do you need light for? You? So that's the kasha. Aaron didn't need light. The Amud Anon was so bright, there was no need for light. And this was only the 40 years in the Midbar. Others say, no, it's going about the Kotos brings a raya from someplace else, it's going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kashyap still remains. But the Pseudim Shad is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu need the light so Aaron should be able to see. That's what Akaponim is going on. The end user was Aaron. That's the end user was Aaron, but who needed the light to facilitate that was that Kodesh Baruch
Hu.
So what was the Edus? So my Edus, what was the Menorah testimony? How was the testifying the Shechin Shalom Yisro? This is the Nemarovi in the Menorah. Shanoisim bo Shemen Kemidus Chavriseh. The Nemarovi, it was too much. It's a shot. Rashi brings two opinions. But let's say if you assume the Menorah was standing from Mizrach Lamayrev, so one in from Mizrach, the second one was the Nemarovi. After that, you had another five. Now the next five, that's not the name. Then if the first you had the one in the front, number one, that didn't count. Then the next one, that's called Nemarovi. Possibly that's Haidash, and that's the one that's Mumayev. So what do you do with that one? So you put in oil over there, Kemidus Chavriseh. You put the same oil, they used to put enough oil that should light in the wintertime a whole night, and all over them. And the next night, that one, the Nemarovi, the next day, the Ner was still burning. And you used to light from that one. You started with that one. And you used to finish with that. But Rashi learns it means that when they cleaned out the neiris, so they went. That was the last one that in the morning they cleaned out the other five, and that the Ner Marovi they cleaned out before they lit the night one. But Akaponim, we see over there that it was burning that the Ner Marovi was burning the whole night, the whole day, 24 hours. So this was until Shimon HaTzadik's times. Until Shimon HaTzadik's time, they had this miracle, Shechina Shev Yisrael, the Nes of Chanukah had every night in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. But Akaponim, in fact, the Gemara, by the Menorah, came in the Kviyah Neiris, the Neiris were fixed. You couldn't move one from the next. So if they were fixed, came in the Kviyah Neiris. How did you light? Like Sagya, it wasn't possible. The Mishkel Badluke. You had to take the candle from, you had to light a Shamish from the Nemarovi, because that's when you lit the other ones with it. So you see how Kaponim, we see in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what they did. It's not a Bizim Mitzvah. So how can you say, that means that's a Kasha Rav, it's a Madlikin because of Bizim Mitzvah? Mishkan, the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, is right? So I think more. So Kasha Bein the Mandom Bizim Mitzvah, Bein the Shema Chushim Mitzvah. It's a problem, how can you do that? I'm thinking, well, Tigme, Rapopa, Psilis Haluchas. They had long wicks. They had long wicks, so therefore they were able to, they didn't light with a kisim, they light a little over this way. So I'm thinking, well, Soif, the man Dom Shema Chushim Mitzvah Kasha. If you hold that, the reason of the Chushim Mitzvah, from the AC, it's not a problem with Chushim Mitzvah. Then more Kasha. It's a Kasha. So right now the time of Akushim Mitzvah falls off and we're only left with the time of Bizim Mitzvah. But that's one thing the Shoinim say, everybody would agree to take the wick out while it's burning and carry it over, then everybody is that's
take
a problem. Take it all the way out.
Just bending it over or something.
The bending it over is not a problem. That's when it was not a problem. But to take it out and to move it over, because it has oil on it, so it's still burned technically, you can hold it and move it over, that you can do. That's a truly Bizim Mitzvah. My havalo, the ma'aser. What's the halacha as far as if you could light miner l'ner or not? That even though already the Gemara said that Rabbi Nachmani paskin like Shmuel in these cases, but nevertheless the Gemara wasn't sure, wasn't satisfied with this, because Because Lemaisa we paskin like Rav all over, so he wanted to know if he's if we go with the tam of if we paskin like Rav or not. Yeah, that's what he does. He passed like Shmuel. Amir of Hunim Reidu Yeshua Chazina. Depends. He had locker is the mitzvah. If the had locker is what making the mitzvah, Manikim in Elinet. So we don't have to worry anymore about Chushay because the time of Chushay we knocked out already. We proved that that's nothing. But if you hold it, if the is because busy mitzvah, if you hold a locker is the mitzvah, so not a problem. Manikim in Elinet, not a problem because that is the mitzvah. Your madlik is the mitzvah, but your locker is the mitzvah. Ain't madlikim in Elinet, and you can't light in Elinet because the ikim mitzvah is put where you put it down. And lighting it is only a little bit of the mitzvah. So that little bit of the mitzvah is not the ganze mitzvah. It's a busy mitzvah klapi using that. It's with regards to taking it from the other net. Where we have the shayla di boilu had loko is the mitzvah and loko is the mitzvah. Shayla, what's the mitzvah of nechanake? The had loko or the ikim mitzvah of putting it down? Toshmas, we had a raya to push the shayla. Domar over how you toughest nechanake. A person lit nechanake, but oimer and he's holding it. Oimer doesn't mean he's standing. He's holding it from the time it lit until it went out. I also like klum. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Not yotze the mitzvah. It's one more big raya. Then we see that what that lock is that hanocha is the mitzvah. Since he's holding it, he didn't do the mitzvah. Like the more no raya. Why? Because hosom. Really, I'll tell you, it could be hadlokos and hadlokos the mitzvah. But over there, the reason why he's not yotze because the raya oimer the tzochi the nokatla the ikam mitzvah for nechanek is psumenisa. The guy sees him holding the candle, holding his menorah. He's not holding it. This is not an mitzvah. This is a nechoil. He's using it for himself. So therefore, that wouldn't be yotze. Toshma coming in, alright, Omar over. It leaked befnim, the guy lit it inside. Vayitzia and he carried it out. Loy also klum, he didn't do anything. Got his menorah on the table, then he carried it out. Loy also loy klum. So, Iyam and Mishlam had loka is the mitzvah. If you say had loka is the mitzvah, so had loka bim koimoy, the mokim mitzvah. You need a loka bim koimoy. And since, because that's the mitzvah is that it should be done in the mokim chiyuva, so if you light it inside, there's not mokim chiyuva. How can it be yotze? Eliyam is hanochay some mitzvah. Am I the oisim like klum? Why didn't do anything? He lit it b'mkayma. He lit it inside, and he carried it out. What's wrong? Hasam nami haroya oime lotorchu da adlaka. When he lit it, it's not a raya anymore that it's lighting a chanuk over here. So what? Hanochay some mitzvah, but you need the hadlok has to be for the mitzvah too. It's also part of the mitzvah. And since haroya oime is lighting it for himself, so later when you move it, you're not going to be yotze in
the
chanuk.
That's the
ikim mitzvah.
But the lighting has to be for the hanukkah.
That's right. And the lighting rush is also a mitzvah. Mitzvah koldu. Not the same mitzvah, but it's also a mitzvah.
And what?
Haroya hu oim and the tzochi hu adlik, it says. Last line anymore. Second line from the bottom. Hosam nami haroya hu oim and the tzochi hu adlik. Yeah, but it says at the end of the tzochi hu adlika, right? It doesn't say the tzochi put it down. So it's going on that locker. Yeah. What's an afkumin if a locker is a mitzvah or not? Because it says an afkumin, the Gemara is going to say the same thing in a minute. If a chesed of a cotton puts it down. If you hold the anocha is a mitzvah, then a chesed can put it down. Because that mitzvah doesn't count. Toshma coming out of the ride. Omer Abishua ben Levi, Ashoshis, Oysu, the Lekis, Vailechis. Kolayim Kula, he had his lantern. He lighted Friday night for the Ner Chanukah, and it's burning all through Moitz Shabbos. What do you do? Mechaba, you put it out, and Madlika, you have to light it. So, yeah, I'm in Mishlam, I had Lokos to Mitzvah. You want to say, I had Lokos to Mitzvah? Shop? Not a problem. Because I'm doing Ad Lok. Eliyam is Hanokos to Mitzvah, the Hanokos to Mitzvah. Hi, Mechaba, Madlika, you have to put it out and light it. Mechaba, you have to light it out. Umadbiya, you have to pick it up. Umadbiya, put it down in Madlika and to light it. Me boy, that's where it should have been. So if we have Raif from over here, that is Hanokha Oysim, that's Ad Lok Oysim Mitzvah. And you always make the bracha on the ikim mitzvah. Is a raya that you make is a raya that the mitzvah is hadlokah is a mitzvah. Shema mino hadlokah is a mitzvah. Shema mino. I saw the Sasem says this whole halacha of anocha and hadlokah is only been bismanom that we light outside. It's a mokum to light it. Hashem was manein that we light in there inside. Everybody agreed that it's hadlokah is a mitzvah.
I'm saying that the raya for the bracha.
Oh.
What's the
oid?
We're bringing this around.
right? And this kasha should ask before. This is Rava's halacha. Rava said this because the halacha is that way, right?
The bracha is once it's pleshed.
But they had this lechatchila. We want to when they made the bracha from day one. They made brachas, all right. The shon acheres made a bracha, right? They light candle.
No, yeah, that's
oh, bro, the
mitzvah. We made a bracha.
All brachas that are born. Anything they made a bracha. Okay, so you see from the nusach habrocha that is machayev that that's how you do it. What's up to you?